I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin our Christmas broadcast in Nigeria, where violence is expected. While Christmas is a time of peace in parts of the world, radical religious elements use this day as a day to attack Christians. Nigeria's Boko Haram is one such group. General Secretary of the Christian Association of Nigeria, Musa Asaki, expects the worst.
The concern is there, and they have continued also to give their threat. But all we continue to do is to pray. We know that our protection comes from God.
While the government is responding with troops and police, Asaki says,
in some cities, the government is sending policemen, soldiers to guard some churches. But that has not actually prevented them from doing their own havoc.
Asaki's asking you to pray.
It is our prayer that the Lord will help us to focus on Christmas and the meaning of Christmas so that we will not be sidetracked by the happenings of Boko Haram.
And Christmas is celebrated differently around the world. Today we take you to China to show you how you can pray for this nation on Christmas Day. Pastor Paul Yang tells us how Christmas is celebrated there.
Most of the Chinese, the Christmas is foreign holiday. Most of the Chinese think, oh, the Christmas is holiday for only for Christians. We are just an observer.
Registered churches are decorated by believers. The Chinese want to know why.
What is the internal decoration of a church? What is the content of the sermons? So they want to know about Christianity. So this is also an opportunity to preach the gospel.
Pray God uses Christmas in China to draw many to himself. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the entire Mission Network News team, I'm Greg Yoder, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.